Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
King of OX.
Swope for three to answer. Bang, he does! The Swope Show!
I've always loved Rammer as a guy. He's been a good friend for a long time. I love Rammer's play-by-play. And I, of course, I'm a big fan of Earl Austin Jr. as well. Two great guys on the broadcast. And what a hell of a game last night. Happy to have Josh Schertz with us, sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. Coach, that was fun, man. I mean, it was wild. It was probably a little hairier than you wanted it to be there for a while, but as a fan watching at home, that was fun.
No, it was a good college basketball game, and you're spot on Rammer and Earl. Their passion and insight, wisdom, incredible, and do a great job of bringing that on the radio to our fans and just really understand the game. But they love basketball and certainly love SLU basketball. But it was, as you said, a really good college basketball game, two good teams. And I said afterwards, that game was kind of a microcosm of our season. Some maddening things, some things that just leave you scratching your head, but, incredible resilience, making plays down the stretch, fighting to the buzzer. And these guys have kind of run the gamut, really proud of them, and a great way to finish. I'm so happy for the seniors and that group that they get to leave on a win and head in the postseason.
Yeah, before we look ahead to that postseason in the A-10 tournament, let's talk about those guys, and in particular Gibson Jimerson, who has been around a long time. He owns a lot of records. He was phenomenal last night. I mean, 35 points, 8 rebounds, obviously 50% from three. I don't know you're going to get a whole lot more than that from anybody, regardless of who they are and where they play, on senior night in their last home game.
Yeah, senior night, it can go either way, and sometimes guys get, too emotional. They squeeze too hard. And, Gibb just, he's got such a great equilibrium, such a great balance, so even-keeled. And he's been playing his best basketball here at the end. You go back to, I think a week before, I think he had tied his career high with 33, and then, 20, whatever, at Dayton, and then, 35 career high. Fantastic basketball for him down the stretch run, which is what you want to see from your seniors. But he's left such an incredible legacy here that some of his numbers, I don't think in the modern climate of college basketball, I don't think some of the numbers that he's put up will ever be challenged. I really don't.
Man, no, that's a good point.
And he's at the top of the record books. You look at, points or field goals or attempts or threes or minutes or games, or you go through that. I mean, his name dots all over there. And like I said, I'd be shocked if some of those records ever are challenged, particularly his three-point record. The biggest thing with his legacy certainly is the loyalty he's shown to St. Louis, the city, to the university itself, to the program. Incredible, because he could have left, could have gone, done something different. And, when you know, after last year when I came in and they made the decision to go a different way, that would have, you know, really easy for him to abandon ship and say, hey, you know, I'm going to spend my last year somewhere else, and I'm going to play for a different coach. I'm going to do it at a different place. And him coming back is, you know, we're not close to the team that we are without him. And he's done a great job. I said this, you know, this group's laid some really good seeds. I hope we see the bloom next week. But regardless of what happens next week, this group has laid some really good seeds about culture and resilience and how we compete and how we do it together and competing fully in the games. And Gibson's been a massive part mm-hmm. of that, and all the good stuff to come. He helped lay that foundation this year.
Don't want to leave out the other seniors either. Obviously, Isaiah and Kobe had really good games last night and doing things in their way. Balanced, you know, contributions in a lot of different ways. And, you know, it's got to be nice from your perspective, especially in your first year, to be able to rely on three guys. And I should count Robbie. He's not a senior, but Robbie's got that kind of experience. But to be able to rely on guys that have been around a bit.
Yeah, I mean, the game has changed in the college landscape of, you know, it's really hard to have, you know, where you don't see very many freshmen playing significant minutes. I think I saw a stat the other day of, and maybe it was a week or two ago, of like top 10 teams in the country and freshmen that are averaging, I don't know if it was maybe double-digit minutes or 20 minutes a game or something like that. And I think there was five total on the top 10 teams.
Wow.
And three were on Duke.
Yeah, so one of them is going to be the number one pick.
Yeah. Flag going to blow that in the big kids. So, you know, three lottery picks. But, you know, I think there was five total. And so the game's changed to where, you know, it's gotten older. With NIL, players are staying in longer because they can make, mm-hmm. you know, more money in college than they can overseas, or in some cases at the higher levels, low NBA contracts. So it's harder for young guys to play. You got to have experience, and that's where – you know, that starting five is an experienced group with, you know, up and down the line. And when you have, you know, the other seniors, like you said, Isaiah and Kobe have come in and really in 1 year impacted us in a really significant way. I don't know that there's been a guy, you know, between Isaiah, Robbie that have, I mean, the amount of clutch shots they've made this year and the amount of shots that Isaiah's made and the end of games has been just remarkable. And you know, a credit to he's just incredibly tough, a great competitor. He's got unbelievable courage and confidence. And so he's done that time and time again. And Kobe, you know, doesn't get the same acclaim as those other guys, but he does so many things that drive winning. Mm-hmm. And you know, those guys, those three seniors along with Robbie, have kind of had to be an Iron Man group because of all the injuries, adversity, but they've never made excuses. They've never hung their heads. They've never been, woe is me. They've just come to work. They've done whatever we've asked of them, and we've asked them to do a lot. And those guys, like I said, have planted as a group some unbelievable seeds here in year one. And I think we'll, as a fan base, reap the fruits of those in the years to come.
So as you look ahead this week, obviously the number five seed in the A-10 going into the A-10 tournament. Clearly, you know, just continued good health for those guys and staying out of foul trouble would be like right at the top of the list of things you're going to want to have happen. Is there anything else that you'd like to see that would help you guys make a bit of a run in that tournament?
Yes, take better care of the ball.
Yeah.
You know, we've had an issue with that, you know, all year in spurts. It's not been every game, but certainly it's been way too much. We got to do a better job of valuing the basketball. I think that's, you know, for us, the biggest, you know, the biggest flaw we have, you know, that is a controllable one. And, you know, yesterday, I mean, look, Duquesne leads the league in forcing turnovers, so it's not like they didn't have anything to do with it. They had a large part to do with
right.
it. But, you know, 18 turnovers, the amount of, you know, it's not just the turnovers, because the live ball turnovers, it's, you know, those lead to runouts and transition. And,
right.
you know, you can't guard one-on-one fast breaks. So, you know, we have to be better there. If we're going to really make a run in D.C., we've got to tighten up our ability to handle the basketball, pass the basketball. We did a lot of good things last night offensively, you know, 21 assists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought we generated a lot of good shots, shot unbelievably well from two, made whatever it was, 11, 12 threes, you know, but, you know, made some big-time free throws and stuff. But, you know, we have to be cleaner handling the basketball. Our margin for error is pretty small. You know, we're not going to be as deep as other teams. We don't play as many guys. We don't have as many guys dressing. You know, we have enough that if we take care of the ball, we think we're good enough to certainly play with and beat anybody in the A-10. And we think we've shown that throughout the regular season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I
what is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Find it fascinating. I've been doing sports radio coach for 30 years. This is probably the first time we've had a chance to talk because I don't do full-time sports anymore, just kind of part-time here and there while I'm doing afternoon drive here on KMOX. But I'm a baseball guy by my background. I've covered the Blues, covered the NFL, and it's just fascinating how often important runs, whether it's playoff series or just big games, how often the people in charge like yourself just go back to the basics. It's always about who can execute the very basic things. In football, they talk a lot about what you did, turnovers, you know, winning the turnover battle. It's not something that really exists in the world of baseball, but there it's as simple as catch it, throw it, throw strikes, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're 100% right. It, you know, the fundamentals of the game, a lot of things in the game change. The fundamentals never do. You know, I think what wins never does. And the key to, you know, the key to always, to me, to winning is to eliminate losing. You know, I think you have to always reverse engineer it. You know, it's not about, you know, what you to win. It's about, you know, it's about not putting yourself in peril. It's taking the luck out of the game. So, you know, whether that's, you know, taking care of the basketball in basketball, I think that's probably the most important thing to eliminating losing. You know, sprinting and setting your defense every single time. You know, protect the rim, the line without fouling. Taking great shots, you know, hunting great offensively. Defensive rebound, not allowing second chance opportunities. There's a lot of things inside of a basketball game that are, in my mind, pretty controllable that the really good teams do. And what you try to do, like I said, is not focus so much on what you got to do to win, but all the things that you can control that can eliminate losing. And so you just, and I think it's the same thing in most sports. You try to control the things you can, because there are random things that happen that you can't control. And you're playing against an opponent, you know, as well, and they're trying to win, and there is randomness, there's bounces, there's referees' calls, there's, you know, luck involved in all these things, but you can't focus on those things. You got to lock into the controllables, and again, in all sports, I think there's a lot of controllables, and as you get to elimination time, which is where we're at, you know, there's a pressure to make sure that you're playing to your standards at the highest level, because you don't have to worry about, you know, our team's going to be ready to play. It's elimination time. You know, everybody's turned up, you know, as much as they can be. So now it comes down to your ability to execute and sustain it for as much of the competition as possible.
Well, Coach, I'm glad you guys all had to have as much fun as you did last night getting the win to wrap up the regular season and celebrating those seniors. Continue that. Good luck in D.C. on Thursday and hopefully beyond that, and we'll hopefully talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. That's Josh Schertz, of course, sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. I'm not making any predictions because I don't really want to do that too far in advance. I like to go game by game when it comes to college basketball when you get into the postseason, because you just don't know who's going to be the team that's just caught fire on a given day. But I do like how they set up for the A-10 tournament. I mean, assuming that they can do what Coach said, which is, you know, avoid the things that you're basically blowing yourself up. Like Robbie had 10 turnovers last night. I mean, if you cut that in half, you probably win by 8 to 10, you know, instead of winning by 2. Or maybe you win in regulation instead of having to go to overtime. And that's not putting it on him. It's just the point that that kind of illustrates what he was talking about, is taking better care of the basketball across the board is the kind of simple thing. Because in these short tournament runs, in the early parts, I don't worry that much about teams that are a little light on in terms of numbers. You know, 4, 5, 6 guys in an individual game early in a tournament with Monday, Tuesday, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, just practice, no games. That's not hard. The games maybe the third, fourth game of the weekend probably get a little bit harder. So the challenge seems like it would be more once you get past the first, maybe second game, when you're relying on, I mean, what the Big Four played 44, 45 minutes each last night. And not, it's not bad. It's a good thing that they, and I'm sure every player, I mean, I know I didn't play basketball very long because I stunk, but everybody wants to play, man. I mean, everybody would play every minute of every game if you let them. And those guys want to be out there, and they're young and they're athletic and they're in great shape and all of that. But if you start stacking games on top of one another, that may be where it gets to be more of a challenge. But I think early on, they're going to be in a pretty good position, certainly favored in the opener for their opener on Thursday, because they're going to be the better seeded team. So we'll look forward to having that. And by the way, that'll be here on KMOX on Thursday as well. So we got a busy week, man. So we've got Cardinals baseball today, 12:05 Cardinals and Yankees. We're going to have the Cardinals on Wednesday, which I believe is also a noon game, if I'm getting that right. And then Thursday we'll have the Billikens. Friday, who knows, man? Friday we have the Cardinals in the evening. That's for sure. That's going to be an evening game on this Friday. And we may have another Billikens game, too, in the middle of all that, depending on what happens on Thursday. So it's going to be a busy sports week here on KMOX, and obviously looking forward to that. I'm in a good time of year. There are a lot of times of year that are great. I love this time. I love the fall when you're wrapping up baseball, and hockey and basketball have just started getting going, and football's just getting started. I love that time of year. But, man, this is a good one. This is with March Madness and then leading into the NHL and NBA playoffs, the NFL draft coming up here in, what, a month? And then, of course, you know, the Cardinals and Major League Baseball 18 days away. Well, that's for the United States. They're going to be opening in Japan, what, next week, right? Yeah. I forget what the date is, but is it the 18th or something like that? 17th, 18th, 19th? So they're going to be real baseball games coming up this week. And then, obviously, the week after. Well, I think it's 2 weeks after that, but it's like 18 days from now when we get to our opening day.
Do you think March is the best sports month, or what do you think?
I don't know. It's tough because I don't know. I mean, it varies, because I think September's pretty awesome. October's pretty awesome, because being a big baseball nerd, the baseball playoffs combined with having the NBA, the NHL, and the NFL and college football all going at the same time, that's pretty sweet too. Like, but this is definitely one of those times. You know, there are quieter times. Midsummer's quieter. You know, January and February are a little quieter when you're in the dog days of the regular season of hockey and basketball, and baseball's still quiet, and there's not much, you know, after the Super Bowl is over, things kind of calm down for a while. There are some quiet times, but other than that, I'm pretty good with all of it, man. When you like all of them, it's not hard to be fired up at some point throughout the course of the year. All right, so many thanks to Josh Schertz again. That was sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. We've got Lutz Fahnenstiel coming up a little bit later on. Match 3 for City tonight in Los Angeles against the Galaxy. They're the defending champs, but they're out of the gate kind of crappy. And I was reading some stuff this week that they have some concerns there with injuries and why they're out of the gate slow. So it should be an interesting I almost did it. Interesting match tonight. And by the way, that'll be 6 o'clock on Y98, our sister station, later on tonight. We'll have Lutz at 11:15, John Mozeliak at 11:30. We're going to talk about Victor Scott. I'm going to ask about update on Jordan Walker. I also want to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to maybe drill down a little bit with Mo on evaluation of offense in spring training. In fact, I'll tease more into that coming up next here on Sports on a Sunday Morning.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.